Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour with your host, Dr. Heather Pierman, Dean of the 13th College of Regeneration Medicine and Clinical Health Services with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, owner of Intelligently Designed Wellness, chiropractor, clinical nutrition specialist, and is a quantum life and relationship coach. Dr. Pierman is highly revered by many for her ability to bring the mind, body, and infinite intelligence into alignment. You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron. Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay. Welcome to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour. And once again, I'm just so grateful to be here with you on a Tuesday evening. You know, getting the opportunity to share the wealth as always, because it is so important that we understand our bodies. We've gone through school systems and, we've been taught science, we've learned maybe biology, chemistry. Some of us may have even gone on to advanced courses, but we've really never been taught the body to experience it as our own. And the topic of the show today is, if the body is self-healing, then why do we experience illness? And, it's something that we need to understand. You know, when I also teach immunology with the Jewel University on Thursday evenings, immunology. The name of the class is called Your Body is Your Blueprint, Immunology and Body Hygiene for the 21st Century. And, you know, within this class, the students are definitely understanding their own immune systems. We're not just studying immunology. You know, you're learning about your immune system, okay? And so why am I bringing this up? Because the immune system knows what to do. So let's just look at this question. How is the body designed to self-heal? Okay, the body has always been designed to heal itself, okay? You know, we have seven circuits of our brain. And the circuit that we're going to focus on in this moment is called the reptilian circuit, the reptile aspect of our brain. And what happens within this circuitry is that this is how the brain submits information to the body for it to be able to heal and regenerate. Every single cell in your body knows exactly what to do. The body is a system inside of a system inside of a system inside of a system. Your body knows exactly what to do to heal itself. It is working for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It knows how to heal. It knows how to regenerate itself. As long as there is no interference. If there's no interference, then your body will always be able to do what it needs to do in order to interfere. In order to heal itself. Okay. So let's just look at a red blood cell. Okay. You know, let's just look at some of the things that we, you know, understand, you know, some familiar terms with regards to the human body, because the truth is we really don't know enough about our bodies. Once again, as we've gone through these quote-unquote education systems and how we were taught biology and chemistry and organic chemistry, it was always taught in the sense of something outside of ourselves, okay, instead of really looking at it as the body is here for you, to support you for so many different reasons, but ultimately it's here for a very, okay, and never making a connection to that is why we end up functioning the way that we do, end up living the way that we do. So going back to what is the role of a red blood cell? Okay, you know, your red blood cells are generated every 127 days. Okay, every 127 days, your body is creating a new blood cell, 7 days for it to mature, and then after that, that's when it's into the system, okay, doing its job, okay. And, you know, the red blood cell, you know, it's nutrition. It's feeding the body. It carries information. It helps to transport oxygen. I mean, the list goes on here, okay, and this is a simple cell that has a lot of power within the human body, okay? So this is why, you know, sometimes when we're depleted on so many levels and what blood cells aren't functioning, well, this is why, you know, someone might be out there getting a blood transfusion, okay? Now, if we really understood how the body could heal, that would never be a necessity, okay? But there's a reason that ends up happening, okay? Not that it's supposed to happen, but again, why is that happening? Because the likelihood is that the body has been depleted and we have not made the connection that the body knows how to heal itself. Now, again, if your red blood cells are being produced every 127 days, then how could you be out of blood? Okay, how could that be the case? Okay, how could we be depleted? Okay, so just put your mind on that for a moment. Just really try and process that. If we're generating red blood cells every 127 days, then why would we need to get a blood transfusion? Why would we have a low red blood cell count? Okay, why would this be happening? Okay, so with that being said, we're going to take a sponsor break, but we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, so welcome back. Okay, so now, so you have an idea that your red blood cells are generated every 127 days. Every 127 days. Your red blood cells are generating, okay? So that's just without your input, body knows how to do that. So do you understand it? Like your body knows how to do that, right? Now let's talk about your white blood cells. Another term for white blood cells is a leukocyte, okay? And what do white blood cells do? This is what defends your immune system, which helps to come in and just clean up. You know, that's what the white blood cells do. They come in and they clean up all of the foreign invaders. Okay, they come in and they clean up the bacteria, the viruses, the yeast, the parasites. Your body knows how to do that. Your body knows how to clean up cancer cells. You know, last week in class, I showed the class a video of they saw how the white blood cell engulfs this unhealthy bacteria, just eats it up, and whatever else it doesn't need, it just spits it out. It just dumps it. Okay, and then how is that eliminated from your system? Of course, through the process of elimination. You know, we end up, the body knows how to detoxify itself. You understand? So I'm just giving you some bits of information here to show you how you're to do. There's a process, okay? There's a process that our body goes through. It's called phagocytosis. Okay, I'm going to actually give you a textbook term here. Phagocytosis is the process that the body uses to get rid of unwanted things within the body, some things like harmful pathogens, such as bacteria, viruses, parasites, fungi, dust particles, foreign bodies, and dead cells. Okay, see, again, your body knows how to do this. Okay, it knows how to do this. So if this is the process of phagocytosis, well, what is a phagocyte? Phagocytes are the cells within the body that protect the body by ingesting these harmful particles, the bacteria, the dead or the dying cells. And their name comes from the Greek phagein, which means to eat, or devour, and cyte, the suffix in biology denoting cell, from the Greek kutos, K-U-T-O-S, hollow vessel, okay? So your body creates these phagocytes, okay, that comes in and they eat up all of this junk, okay? It is such a powerful process when you actually get to see this, okay, happening. And it's happening as I'm speaking right now. It's happening as you're listening. Your white blood cells are in the process of phagocytosis. They know how to go in and clean up the junk, okay? They know how to go in and clean up the junk. It's happening all of the time, okay? So if the body is self-healing, if it knows how to do this, then how could you get sick? How could you catch a cold? How can you end up with cancer? How can you end up with these diseases, okay? Well, were you aware 2 minutes ago that your body knew were you aware 2 minutes ago of the process of phagocytosis, okay? Were you aware that your body actually right now, for you, okay? Your body is ultimately doing this for you. It's not just what the body does. The body is doing this for you, okay? So, again, if your body is doing this as we speak, then how could we get ill, okay? So, you know, definitely just ponder that for a minute because, once again, these are processes that are happening all of the time, okay? So the body does not get ill just because. It doesn't end up with disease just because. It doesn't end up with cancer just because. And yes, do we inherit some of this information generation to generation? Absolutely. Does it mean that you have to experience these disease processes or that we have to get ill? Absolutely not. No, you don't, okay? It is important for a person to understand their body. It is important that you know how your body functions. And that is one of the biggest problems that we experience as human beings. We don't know anything about the body, okay? We don't know anything about it. And then we're scratching our heads wondering, well, how did this happen? I'm so healthy. I eat so well. I work out. And I don't understand why these things are happening because ultimately, what do you know about your body? Did you know about the process of phagocytosis? Okay. Were you aware of the fact that your red blood cells regenerate every 127 days? You know, and this truthfully, this is basic information. Okay. And this is information that every single human being should know about themselves. There is no reason that this should not be in your awareness. We should not be leaving this information up to any doctor out there. It's your body, okay? You should have the owner's manual to your body, and phagocytosis, the process of phagocytosis is a natural process. Okay, it is a natural process, okay? This is something that your body goes through cleaning up these red blood cells. I mean, the foreign invaders as we speak, okay? And the immune system is so intelligent, and, you know, these are definitely things that we'll continue to talk about on the show. But, you know, if you have a foreign invader that comes in, okay, and it handles it the first time, and it comes in again, it already has an imprint of this information. It will know when it's there again. I'm telling you, your body is just brilliant, okay? But if we don't have the information, then how can we truly understand ourselves, okay? If you don't know anything about your body, then how do you know how to maneuver it, all right? And this is why we get ill, ultimately, because we don't know anything about our bodies, okay? This is what interferes with the healing process, because we don't have enough information. We really don't know how to take care of ourselves because we don't know anything. And we've been conditioned to think that if there's a problem, you just go to your doctor, okay? We take absolutely no responsibility in our bodies. And I'll tell you, your body is not happy about that, okay? Because your body is working for you, and it needs your attention. It doesn't need you to tell it what to do, okay, for you to be present, okay? And when we're not present and we're living in the past or in the future where our thoughts are, that's creating stress on the body, okay? So why do we get sick? Because, A, we're living either in the past or the future. We're not in the present. And when I say the future, I don't mean creating your future, you know, being in the present moment and unfolding into your future. No, we're in worry of what's not going to happen, okay? What's going to fall apart? Is everything okay? Okay, when you're in the present moment, you're not worried about anything. You can't be if you're fully in the present moment. And this is why we get sick, because we are not in touch with how the body functions. We know very little about, we know that we have blood, okay? We know that if we get a cut, if we look at it, oh, you know, I'll get a Band-Aid, but still worried that it might turn into some infection or, you know, if one of them trips or falls, get up. Let's keep going. The body heals. There's no conversation. There's no, oh, my gosh, are you okay? No, the body heals. Let's keep going, okay? Because they need to understand that. If I am barding them with this emotional reality, that is interfering with the body's healing process. If I am worried and then the child is worried, the body is being interfered with the healing process. If you really understand your body, you truly know about it, you know about your systems, okay, and you don't have to go to medical school or to any professional school to learn about your body like that. You don't have to do that. You don't need all the technicalities. But it's important that we do understand the immune system. It is important that we understand the nervous system. And we need to understand why emotions interfere with the body healing. Okay? And I was just giving you an example of my children. If one of them trips or falls, you know what? Get up. Keep going, because the body heals. And with that being said, we're going to take a sponsor break, and we will be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Greetings and welcome back to the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour. And today we are discussing, if the body is self-healing, then why do we experience illness? Okay, so I just used the example of, you know, when a child trips and falls, okay, and then, you know, in the past, you know, I may have said, oh, my gosh, are you okay? You know, what, are you hurt? I realize that that is the worst thing that you can do to the body, okay? If we are in tune with ourselves and we understand that the body is self-healing, then we should never have to do that. We shouldn't have to do it, okay? Because if you know that it's self-healing, then why are you asking if you're okay? The only what we're asking about is if your emotional reality is okay, all right, which is what we're not even supposed to be in anyway, fear, doubt, lack, shame, worry. Okay, do you see what we're getting to here? Emotions are a roadblock in the body being able to do what it needs to do. So let's just, I'm walking down the street with my daughter. She trips and falls, okay? And then I'm like, are you okay? Oh, my gosh, let me see your knee. Oh, you're bleeding. Oh, we got to run inside and get, you know, a Band-Aid and this, that, and the other. No, no. If you know anything about your body, then you know coagulation is taking place in that moment. The blood is starting to clot so it can heal that cut, okay, right then and there. If you understood the process of your own red blood cells, you would not have to worry. You wouldn't be running inside, okay, trying to get a Band-Aid because as you're walking and talking to get back into the house or into the car, you would know that your body is handling that process. But the minute that we are standing there in fear and creating these ideas of the worst case scenario, guess what? You have interfered with your body trying to do its job. Those emotions come in, they have a vibration and a frequency, see, and they are creating havoc on the body. Your body is going, what is going on right now? Where is all this energy coming from, this disorganized, chaotic energy? What is this? I can't do my job. I'm in here trying to heal this cut, and we have all this information coming here that is bombarding me from being able to do what I need to do. Okay, your red blood cells are saying, what is this information, this disorganized, chaotic energy that's coming in here right now? I don't know what this is. And it's a creating a roadblock why the body heals. Emotions are a roadblock. Anger, fear, frustration, doubt, they all have a frequency and a vibration. And they create a major roadblock in the liver being able to detoxify, okay, in regards to your white blood cells being able to clean up these foreign invaders, okay, in your body being able to produce the hormones that it needs to produce in order for your body to carry information from the brain to the body. You know, hormones are just not about your genitalia, okay? Hormones are produced to carry information. And if these emotions, if we're experiencing emotions, fear, doubt, anger, frustration, the list goes on, panic, anxiety, okay? If we're experiencing all these things, your body's under stress in that moment. That is the stress that will throw anybody's body off from being able to heal. The body can heal itself. Having problems healing, it is because there are these emotions that we are experiencing, whether you're an adult or whether you're a child, okay? And we need to get this. If we don't, the body will always be interfered with, okay? And we keep trying to bombard our systems with all of these chemistries, okay, these external chemistries that are not doing anything ultimately, okay? Because once again, if you knew about your body, you wouldn't be worried. Okay, again, if that child trips, get up and keep going. Let's keep moving because your body knows what to do right now. Okay, in 2014, I broke my ankle. I slipped on some ice. Okay, and I just sat there and waited. Okay, got up. Well, hop. I got up and I waited for the ambulance. No tears. I just sat there. I was meditating. Okay, I was in the ambulance texting my client saying, you know, we can't meet today, okay, because there's some things I got to take care of. I didn't even tell them that I broke my ankle. I just said, you know what, the situation took place. I have an emergency right now, and we will meet next week, okay? And you know what? Understood, all right? So let's just think about that, okay? Let's just think about that, okay? Now, I'm sorry. I just went back to that scenario. That wasn't a day that I was working, okay? And I was just thinking back. That wasn't my clients that I was testing. Pardon me for that mix-up. I remember I was in the ambulance, and I was responding to a client's question. That's what happened. And I was just there texting, okay? And then I put my phone down, and I laid there, okay? And I'll never forget that day because of the fact that the ambulance driver, they was hitting every pothole that you could possibly think of in New York City. But you know what? I still kept my mind on healing. Not for a moment was I worried that the body did not know how to heal, okay? Went to the doctor. They wanted to give me all of this medication. I said no, okay? What was the role of the doctor? Just to help me to get this thing bandaged up so I can heal and keep going, okay? And you know what? That's exactly what happened. No medications, no prescriptions. Okay, I held the focus for healing, okay? That is what took place, all right? And in less than 5 weeks, my ankle was healed, did my rehab, and I was back in it. Didn't post on Facebook and social media that, you know, because I don't need that energy. My body doesn't need that information. What my body needs to do what it needs to do. If I got wrapped up in the emotional reality, it would have taken longer than 6 weeks. It would have taken longer than the 5 weeks for it to heal, okay? In my mind, I'm like, you know what, body? I got the message. You're going to heal. We're going to heal. Time to keep going, okay? There's no time for this sadness and sorrow. And why I broke my ankle, that's another show, okay? But we will definitely talk about that on another show. That's about morphic fields and miasma, okay? Miasms, okay? And miasms and morphic fields, these are fields of information that we inherit generation after generation after generation, okay? But I knew, okay? I knew that this body could definitely heal. I wasn't worried for a minute that it wouldn't, okay? And it healed beautifully, okay? I just remember the surgeon saying, wow, you know, your body healed very well. Yeah, that's what it is in my mind. Okay, so understand that is in my mind because I understand the human body, okay, and so should you. And it doesn't have to be ultra textbook, confusing. It shouldn't be that way for anybody. Learning about your body. Listen, you just taught about phagocytosis today, something so simple. That's where your white blood cells go in, or these phagocytes, which are also white blood cells, okay, that go in and come in and they clean up the debris. Okay, how genius is that? If your white blood cells know how to come and chomp up this cancer, then again, why does the cancer proliferate and grow? Why? Why? Because we interfere with the immune system. We're our thoughts. What emotions are we experiencing? We shouldn't be experiencing any emotions. Okay, we only need to be in states of consciousness. We are in states of consciousness only. Of love, trust, abundance, compassion, patience, kindness, obedience, surrender, liberation. I can go on and on in states of consciousness. When you understand that joy, bliss, okay, peace of mind and gratitude, when we exist in those states of consciousness, well, guess what? What will your reality look like? What will your reality look like if you're existing in these states of consciousness? And if you're in those states of consciousness, well, then how could your body get sick? It can't, okay, because it's working at a vibration and a frequency because there's nothing interfere with it doing what it needs to do, okay? So again, what do these emotions do? They create a roadblock. So what does that mean? What does that mean that you have to do? Well, two things. A, you need to learn about your body, okay? There is no reason, there is no excuse anymore that you do not have the education about your body. You need to reclaim your owner's manual. It is your body. It doesn't belong to anyone else, okay? Unless you decide that you were going to give it to somebody else, okay? That's a whole other story. Okay, and that's something that naturally you're going to have to work out between you and you, okay? But we don't give up our bodies because your body is here to serve a very divine purpose. Your body is here to help you to fulfill your divine purpose. That's it. You were born, you came into this incarnation with a purpose. It is a contract that you are supposed to fulfill. It is not one that you can get out of, okay? And the only and believe me, if you die, you're still going to have to come back and fulfill your contract, okay? All right? So you have to get that into yourself, into your mind, that your body is here to aid you in fulfilling your divine purpose, okay? And to come into this incarnation as a human being is one of the best gifts that we could ever have been given, okay? To be a human being here on planet Earth, it really is. When you know about yourself, okay? But you see, when you don't know about yourself, how can you truly appreciate life if you don't know about yourself? Because the only thing that one should ever be focused on is life. The concept of death, we need to let that go because that was never part of the deal of being a human being. I don't care how many people have said, the only two things that I know for sure are death and taxes. Not true. Not true. We are supposed to be living life, okay? I just learned the other day, it was pointed out to me that the word evil, okay, if you reverse it, it means live. Well, how about to live? Okay, let's look at that. Let's look at that. You are here for life, okay, not death. You are here to fulfill a purpose. We need to look at that emotional reality. Are we under stress? Are we living in fear, doubt, shame, sadness, panic, anxiety, anger, aggression, frustration, grief, guilt? Okay, time to let it go. Time to be willing to let that go, okay? It is time to let that go. And so, yeah, so, you know, you need your body, okay? You need it, okay? We don't seem to make that connection. Why do you need it? Well, it was just said. What is your body here for? Your body is here to aid you in fulfilling your purpose. That is why you need your body. Okay, you need your body to fulfill. Your body came in designed specifically for you to fulfill your purpose. However you look in the mirror, when you look at yourself in the mirror, that's part of your purpose. How your body looks, how it is built, okay, is part of your purpose. Regardless of what your skin color is, your hair texture, your eye color, every single ounce of it is part of your purpose. So when you look at yourself, we don't compare ourselves. Even though we have all these magazines out there, we're always comparing ourselves to others. That's not you. You are you, okay? Your makeup is who you are, okay? We don't compare ourselves to others, okay? We should never be doing that, okay? Because that keeps us in an emotional hang-up, right? If you understand that when you look in the mirror, that your hair, your eyes, your nose, your lips, your fingers, your toes, which all serve a purpose as far as helping you to fulfill your purpose, right? But how you're built, how you've been designed is part of your purpose, whether you're 6 feet tall or whether you're 4 feet tall, okay? It's part of your purpose, okay? So when you understand that about yourself, instead of just thinking, well, you know, how do I look through my jeans and my skirt or my suit, you know, that is not what defines you, okay? We need to begin to understand who we are. Now, we may love clothing. We may love fashion. That's all great. There's nothing wrong with that. That's not what's being said here. But you need to understand that your body is designed for you, what it looks like, because it's part of your purpose. Now, what clothes you want to put on it, that's another conversation, okay? What we're talking about is that the way that you came into this incarnation is part of your purpose. That is the only difference between you and me, as far as being human beings, is how you're designed. How you're designed is part of your purpose. And with that being said, we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, so welcome back to the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour. And today we're discussing, if the body is self-healing, then why do we experience illness? Okay, so we were just talking about how, you know, how you came into this incarnation, whether you're 5 feet, 6 feet, seven, okay, 4 feet, okay, is all part of your purpose. Okay, so when you look in the mirror, you have to understand that that is still part of your purpose. We're not talking about necessarily what you're doing, okay, whether you're a newscaster, okay, whether you make clothing, or whether you're an artist, okay, or whether you're a practitioner, okay, still how you're designed, okay, is part of your purpose, okay. The body is just brilliant. It is highly intelligent, and it does not need any interference from you, okay. It does not need for us to be hung up in emotions. But because of this constant adversarial competitive reality that we live in, right, we are continuously bombarding ourselves with emotions, okay? Which leads us to the next question or concept. Well, who are you in this existence? So, you know, we never were taught to look at the body as something that is here to serve us for divine purposes. That isn't what we're taught. That was never a conversation growing up in my house, okay? That was never a conversation when I was in school, okay? It didn't happen until after 20 years that I was in practice that this conversation took place, okay? Why is that? Even throughout my education, dissecting cadavers, okay, male and female, okay, never saw that, never really thought that I was looking at myself. Okay, even though I'm learning all this information, taking tests, yeah, great, take boards, yeah, great, you pass, you get licensed, wonderful, okay? Still never a conversation as that body, as this body that I'm learning about day in, day out, taking tests, studying, trying to absorb this information is really about me, because that would have changed my entire education. I would have really had a whole different appreciation for it. You see, because I understood that I was really learning about me, meaning that this body is here to support me. And if I know where I am in my state of consciousness and I know how the body works, then you know what? Nothing should ever be an issue. Okay, but we don't know anything about ourselves. And we've been convinced that we have to go out and pick a profession that is going to provide us with money and living this glorious dream of money. Meaning that we are conditioned to believe that we have to go out, get this job, make this money, and hopefully have the life of our dreams, okay, without ever having a conversation about your purpose, okay? What we need to understand is, who are you in this existence? Well, you're a soul in a body with a purpose. Okay, you're a God in a body with a purpose. You came here. Okay, you're a manifestation of God. You came here. You were given a body, and we need to understand that. You're a manifestation of God that was given a human body for a purpose, for a divine purpose. You have a mission to complete, okay? And if you don't complete that, you really need to understand what your life will look like. And that is something that we need to tap into, and we're not doing it, okay? We get caught up in creating a life for ourselves that just isn't true, okay? And we have conversations about death all of the time, and we don't even realize it. I want to be able to experience this before I die. I have to create my bucket list. I have to be able to do this before I die. I hope I make it till 100. Well, your body is saying, oh, my gosh, like, what are they talking about? Okay, you're immortal, okay, you're here to fulfill your purpose on this planet, and then we're out, okay? But you see, these aren't the conversations that we're having. We have conversations about, can I pay the bills? Can I pay my rent? Will there be food on the table? Can I buy a new car? I want that next outfit. I hope I don't get sick. I hope I live till I'm 100. What am I going to do for my 50th birthday? You know, why are we doing that? Okay, life is about life. We should never be focused on death. And when we really think about it, that is where much of our energy is going. So if we are thinking about death and your body only knows life, then what energy are you putting into the body? You have to think about this. If you're uncomfortable with what's being said, that may not be a bad thing. It's not a bad thing because you know what? The personality, or you may know it as the ego, okay, is there's a disturbance that's being created. Because that aspect of ourselves only knows death, which is not true. Death is an emotion, okay? It is not life. The body, your body knows life. It does not know death. We have to change the way that we think. We do. We should not be existing in an emotional reality. Emotions are a program, okay? Are a program, okay? When I talk to my children today, if one, excuse me, you know, if one experiences one and the other one doesn't experience it and that one gets upset, I'm like, okay, I have to literally sit down and talk to them and say, okay, we need to get you out of your emotional body right now. Okay, you know life. When, you know, the world is abundant. Why do you think that you will never have this experience? Why? Where is that coming from? Well, I know where it's coming from because obviously they inherited it, right? So now, but I'm teaching them to look at themselves. Okay, where is this information coming from? Do you have any idea? Yes, this is how I talk to my children. I teach my children that they do not react, they process. Okay, you just don't react to something, you process, okay? You process. Now, let's just say you're in the room with a tiger. Yeah, you know that you haven't run, okay? That's, you're still processing information, and your reaction to that processing is that you get up and run, okay? But what I'm saying is we have to learn how to process. Just really think about what's being said here. Many of us are reactionary. And when we are reactionary like that, we are living in an emotional reality. We're not processing. When you know how to process, you're in states of consciousness. You're not in states of doubt, fear, shame, lack, worry. You're processing. And when you learn how to do that, everything in your life begins to function differently because you're not in an emotional reality and you're definitely not putting any stress on your body. But if you're reacting and you're in this emotional reality, every time that you're in fear, doubt, anger, sadness, shame, whatever it may be, you are putting yourselves in danger, okay? Because let me tell you something. Cancer, we're just going to look at cancer for just a minute here. Cancer cells know what to do. See, even cancer cells have a purpose, okay, when they develop. It is to survive, okay? If you ever heard of the books, The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks, okay, guess what? They're still using her cancers have one objective to live. Well, guess what? So do you. Okay, cancers don't live on anger or fear or doubt. That's how they're manifested. But if you are in states of consciousness, if you're in love, trust, and you understand universal principles, and what do universal principles do? Universal principles help to keep you in alignment with knowing that you are one with the source of all things. Okay, you got to get this. Your states of consciousness and these universal principles are what? They act just like the white blood cells, the phagocytes. They come in and they eat up all the junk. So what? Your body never has to go through that experience. So you and your body mirror each other in many, many ways, okay? Your body mirrors or reflects where you are in your state of consciousness. That is the feedback when we experience dis-ease, an illness. This is your body's only giving you feedback of what is in your state of consciousness. And with that being said, we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay, so welcome back to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour. And we're discussing if the body is self-healing, then why do we experience illness? And we were just discussing, you know, about phagocytosis. So your white blood cells come in and they clean up all of the foreign invaders. They know, they have sensors, okay? They know what's there. I'm telling you, the body is brilliant, okay? It sees this debris, fungi, yeast, whatever it is that is non-serving to the body, it comes in and it cleans it up. So how is it that the cancer cells do not get eaten up by these phagocytes? Why? Because we interfere with our thoughts. These emotions, you have to understand this. You got to get this because with knowledge comes responsibility. Okay. So if you begin to, and yes, you can clean up the blood, the red blood cells. Okay. You can change the quality of your blood every 127 days if you choose to change the way that you think. And then you won't have to worry about needing a blood transfusion. You won't. Okay, just seriously, we have to get it. Okay, we have to get it. Okay, and a lot of times we don't want to hear it. You know, we start going through this emotional, painful reality because we don't want to hear it, but you need to hear it. You need to understand who you are so you can have, we need to appreciate life and live it because it is extraordinary. It is amazing when we're not existing in the emotional reality. Okay, again, why do you need your body? And why are you, who are you in this existence? You're a God in a body, here to fulfill a divine mission, a divine purpose for humanity. And everyone, if you really tap into your heart, okay, and you discover what you love, you will see in there what it is that you should be doing as your divine purpose, okay? When you, this is how you begin to reverse the healing process, okay? To get your body to do what it needs to do is to, out of this emotional reality, it's time to drop the emotions of fear, trust, sadness, doubt, shame, always trying to convince ourselves that we're happy. No, it's not happiness. You need to be in joy. Joy and bliss, these states of consciousness are where we need to be at all times, not fear and doubt and worry, okay? And if we're trying to convince ourselves that we are, you know, whenever someone asks me how I'm doing, I really process what I'm saying. I'm saying, you know what, I'm unraveling, I'm unfolding, I'm evolving, I'm expanding. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm not good. I'm not great. I am evolving. That's what I'm doing, okay? Because I'm already in states of consciousness such as joy, bliss, ecstasy, okay, love, trust. That is where I'm supposed to be. So if I'm unraveling, unfolding, and I'm evolving, yeah, I'm unraveling out of the nonsense that doesn't need to exist anymore so I can continue to do what I need to do. And I know what my role is here on this planet. I definitely know my purpose to provide you with this information, okay, and also to help people to release their emotions, those miasma, those morphic fields that are serving them absolutely no purpose, okay, to help people if they're healing, okay, and the body is self-healing, If I aid a person in dumping their stuff, they will be able to complete their mission in this life and then go on to the next. Ascend, not die. Okay, let's just be clear on that. All right, we've got to get you and your body to heal. Okay, and you have to do this because that purpose needs to be fulfilled. You know, again, it's a contract. Okay, but again, we've lost our creativity. Okay, and we are here as creators. If you had the opportunity to see and experience the movie Above Majestic, I'm telling you, there's one scene in there where they talk about how humans are creators. If you are a human being listening to this show, you are a creator. You're supposed to be creating. And if you learn trust, okay, if you know trust, you're in trust, you live in trust, then you'll never have to worry about anything because you'll be able to create and magnetize whatever you need. Okay, but we don't even understand ourselves as humans. We know nothing about ourselves as humans, okay? We've just been conditioned that we're born into this life. Eventually, we'll go to school. We might get a diploma or a college degree, right? And then we get a job, hopefully making lots of money. And then we do all that to die? No. That was never supposed to be the story. And you need to know who you are. And the way that you begin to discover that is by tapping into what you love, okay? That is what's going to help to activate the healing process, getting rid of these emotions, just F7 delete, goodbye, no more. Knowing that you are a manifestation of the source of all things, God, okay, and that you have a purpose. A divine purpose to fulfill. And that purpose can only be filled with love. It can't be anything else. Okay? If you're trying to just do something to make lots of money and you hate it, well, you are putting yourselves in danger. And yourself, okay? Right? If you think about that, your purpose is divine. And it is filled with love. It is guided through love. Nothing less than that. That is how you know what it is. As I share with my clients, as I share with my students, make out a love list. You want to figure out what you're supposed to be doing this lifetime, write down everything that you love. I was speaking with a client today. She was on page 3. And I said, well, keep going until you can't write anymore. Because you're going to figure out in there what it is that you're supposed to do. Okay, what it is that you are supposed to be doing. So this is one of the things that you can start today is by writing out your love list, okay? This is how you are going to begin to understand who you are in this existence because everything that you love is God. It is nothing less than that. So if you're divine, and so is your purpose. You know, I always say, if you want to tattoo toilet paper, well, go ahead. If that's what you love, it's up to you. You know inside of your heart what you want. And these are the steps that you can begin to take to identify what your purpose is now. But we really also need to get to a space where we need to truly elevate our frequency, expand ourselves, okay? Well, you're hanging out here, with Jewel Network, okay? You know, this is a subsidiary of the House of Jewels, okay? The Jewel University of Immortal Sciences. You know, we have to get our brains balanced, okay? That really is, outside of writing out that love list, well, the next step is getting your brain balanced if you're not on the balancing program right now. We need to have both the left and the right hemispheres working for us, okay? Why is it that humans are only using 1/3 of their brain and DNA? Does that make sense? That doesn't make sense to me. I would always just scratch my head and go, you know, but why? I don't understand. Why do we have all this extra tissue? And why do we have junk DNA? That doesn't make any sense to me, okay? It doesn't make any sense. Well, you know, there wasn't a brain balancing program when I went through school. Even when I went through chiropractic school, there wasn't a brain balancing program. It wasn't until I was 20 years into my profession that I became aware of the brain balancing program. And, you know, it makes sense why so many of my clients, why their bodies were challenged with certain things, okay, or why they couldn't get out of certain processes or realities that they exist in because they were stuck in one area of their brain. Okay, well, if we can go to other parts of our brain and we can activate these other neurons that are dying to be turned on, yes, they're dying, okay, because we're not utilizing them, right? We get them activated. Guess what? They're not dying. They're being utilized, and life is just expanding in the way that it is supposed to, okay? Death is never supposed to be part of the story. We should be using our whole brain. And if you're not aware of the brain balancing program, go to www.juis.education. I'm going to say that again, juis.education. Check it out. You can join the brain balancing program at any time. And we offer so many courses at the Jewel University. I'm teaching immunology this semester. And even if you're interested, you want to take the course, inquire. It's a possibility that you may still be able to get into the class this week. Okay, I teach Thursdays at 7 o'clock virtually. And we have other courses, Living and Being Universal Principles, The Law of Time. Okay, we have some great courses here, and every single course is dedicated to you reclaiming your owner's manual so you are living life through expansion and joy and abundance only. Every single course is dedicated to you reclaiming your owner's manual so you can do what? Fulfill your purpose, live your purpose, be your purpose. We're here for you. And if you are in need, you want some personal work, you can always reach out to me at Dr. Pearman, DrPearman at JUIS.education. I'm going to say that again, DrPearman at JUIS.education. If you just have questions, you can email me, okay? Understand that we are here for you at the Jewel University. Our purpose here at the Jewel University is to get these brains balanced, 5 billion, to help people to fulfill their missions, to really expand humanity, and do what we're supposed to do, live life in the most joyful, abundant way. Do not deny yourself of this. You don't have to exist in sadness, doubt, shame, fear. It's not true. Get the information. We are here to provide you.
Thank you for sharing this hour with us. You've been listening to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Pearman here every Tuesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.